training will show you how you can discover your purpose in life so that you will do what you were meant to do. People that discover their true calling and successfully transition to it are much happier and achieve fulfillment in their lives. You will learn the major benefits of discovering your life's purpose and also why it is a difficult thing for you to do. It can take a long time to find your purpose in life, and you need to be prepared for the challenges ahead. We will show you the most effective ways to discover your life's purpose in this training. Once you have discovered your purpose in life, you need to transition to it. We call this your life purpose journey, and it is very easy to make mistakes with this and even to give up. You will learn the essential things that you must provide yourself with for the maximum chance of a successful transition. Discover the most common mistakes people make so you can avoid them. Everything that you need to know about discovering your purpose in life and successfully transitioning to it is in this training. The steps outlined in the training require practice, patience, and persistence. If you desire a happy and fulfilling life, then you are not alone. This is what everyone wants. But the vast majority never achieve the level of happiness and fulfillment that they are looking for. Why? Because they do not know what their life purpose is and will not put in any effort to discover this. Unfortunately, most people let life control them. They drift along, letting life push them in all different directions, and are never truly happy and fulfilled. These people have no idea what their true calling in life is and are not willing to put any effort into finding what their life's purpose is. You are not the same as them, or you would not be watching this training. If you want to experience the best that life has to offer you and be really happy with who you are and what you have, then you must discover the purpose of your life. When you know what your real life's purpose is, there will be no stopping you. There are a number of significant benefits to discovering your life's purpose, and we will discuss the main ones here. It is essential that you understand how significant these benefits are so that this will inspire you to put in the effort to find your life's purpose and make the necessary transition. This is not going to be easy. You need all of the motivation that you can get. How do you feel when you wake up in the morning right now? Do you immediately become anxious about the day that you have ahead of you? What about Monday mornings? How do you feel about them? Do you think that you are in for another week of frustration and stress? When you find your purpose in life, you will increase your happiness level significantly. You will wake up raring to go every day and truly look forward to what you do. No matter what you are able to accomplish each day, you will enjoy the process. An important thing to note here is that discovering your life's purpose is not a miracle cure for stress. You need an element of stress in your life to motivate you to achieve your goals and overcome any obstacles that may confront you. By discovering the true purpose of your life, it can provide you with a real confidence boost. When you know what direction you need to be heading in, you will have a lot more confidence that you can get there and achieve whatever you desire in your life. One of the main reasons that people have a low level of confidence is because they don't know what their life is really about. Not knowing who you really are is definitely going to put a dent in your confidence. After you identify your life's purpose, you will probably need to acquire some new skills to make this a reality for you. Learning new skills will make you feel more fulfilled and accomplished as a person. You will find that learning new skills becomes easier for you than it was before. Now that you are aware of your direction in life, your confidence levels will rise, and you will feel that you can accomplish things a lot more easily. Instead of ambling along, letting life control you, discovering your life's purpose will make everything that you do meaningful. Even if you consider yourself to be a successful person right now, you may feel empty inside because you are doing things that have no true meaning for you. When you find your purpose in life, you may need to make some radical changes in your life, such as change your career or business. Although this will probably require considerable effort on your part, you will know deep inside that it is the right thing for you to do. Most people do not have any real clarity with their lives, and you may feel that you are in this situation as well. That's okay, because when you identify your life's purpose and start to transition towards it, everything will be much clearer to you. You've probably heard the saying, clarity is power, and this is very true. If you are not clear about something, then you can never really be the best that you can be. If someone asks you to do something and you are not clear what they really want, then it is extremely unlikely that you will get this right. Be clear with your life by discovering your life's purpose. When you are aware of your life's purpose, you will be guided by it, so you know exactly what direction you need to head in. It will be a lot easier to make important decisions in your life when you have your life purpose to guide you. Without a true purpose in life, most people find it very difficult to make even the smallest decisions about their lives. They are heavily swayed by the opinions of others and will often find themselves in situations that they do not want to be in. Are you truly passionate about who you are and what you do? When you answer this honestly, which you must do, it is very likely that you are not totally juiced with your current situation. By understanding your life purpose, you will become a lot more passionate every day. Passion is highly infectious, and you will easily be able to motivate those around you to do more. People are naturally drawn to passionate people, and you will find that they will be a lot more willing to help you. You have to contend with a lot of things in your life, and you need all the motivation that you can muster to keep going when things get tough. When you know what your life's purpose is, you will be continually motivated to push forward with your life and achieve your goals. A person without a life purpose is far more likely to give up when things don't go as they expected. This can happen at any time, as we all experience rejection and failure in our lives. But the additional motivation that you will have from knowing your life's purpose will keep you going when all around you are falling by the wayside. Finding your true purpose in life has many benefits, and it is essential for you as an individual to do this. It is important that you understand why everyone doesn't do this. The truth is that it is not easy to find your life's purpose. If it was, then everyone would be on board with this. But you need to be aware that it may not come easily for you. Remember that anything worthwhile in life usually requires you go the extra mile. So, we will explain the main reasons why people find it tough to discover their purpose in life first, so that you are prepared for this. Some of the reasons why people find this difficult may be obvious to you, and others will not be. You need to be patient and persistent to identify your true purpose in life. It takes thought and effort. This is the resounding winner. To identify your life's purpose, you will need to use that super muscle in your head called your brain. You will need to do a lot of thinking, and that is simply too much trouble and effort for most people. Think about it for a minute. Why do you think that the vast majority of the population do not set challenging goals? The simple answer is that it takes thought and effort. Most people never get what they really want from their life because they don't really know what they want. If they do know what they want, then they never create a plan and take action to get it. We want you to successfully identify your life's purpose and live the life that you want. So, we are telling you right now that you need to be prepared to put in the thinking and the effort that is required. People are always looking for shortcuts because they are too lazy to do things properly. When children hear from their parents and teachers that they are worthless and will never amount to anything, this can really damage their self-worth. People think that loving yourself is a very selfish thing to do, but it isn't. We're not talking about being arrogant here. Having a high level of self-worth will certainly help you in your pursuit to find your life's purpose. The opposite is true if your self-worth is low. If you believe that you have low self-worth for whatever reason, then you need to work on this before you try and identify your purpose in life. This is not a training on self-worth, and there are plenty of resources online that you can search for that will help you with this. You need to get to the stage where you love yourself unconditionally. It's not as difficult to do this as you might think, and it will help you significantly when it comes to discovering your true calling. The society that we live in places a lot more pressure on you than you may realize. We are all judged by others against standards that society sets. If everyone was swayed by this, then there would be no entrepreneurs, for example, because society expects you to have a steady job and provide for your family. People around you have a significant influence on you, as does the media. Younger people are more impressionable than adults, but it is difficult for adults to ignore all of these influences too. We all want to be loved and to be popular, and often people will do things that they know are wrong just to get attention. You must never let anyone else define your purpose in life for you. Giving in to the influences of others is likely to move you very far away from your true calling. It doesn't matter what someone else's opinion of you is, or what the smart and sexy people are doing on reality TV. Identifying your life's purpose means going your own way. To continue the influence theme, we live in a world where there are so many distractions and too much choice. Yes, choice is a good thing, but when you are constantly bombarded with messages every day telling you that the grass really is greener elsewhere, then this can distract you from your true calling. Social media is both a good and a bad thing. It is great that you can communicate with family and friends that may be far away, but it is bad if you become addicted to it. We all know people that take their phones with them everywhere and will jump on any notifications that they receive immediately. This is not a good way to live. There are many different opinions on social media, and a lot of people take them as gospel if they originate from people that they respect. Remember that this is your life, and you need to stand on your own two feet and go your own way. You don't dream for fear of ridicule. Unfortunately, there are millions of stories about people that had big dreams and then ditched them because someone with influence in their life told them that they were crazy. Sometimes others will laugh when you share your dreams with them, so be careful who you talk to about this. It takes a good deal of inner strength to pursue your dreams when others are telling you that you are making a big mistake. but this is what you need to do. We recommend that you do not share your dreams with anyone unless you know they will be supportive. You will need to be able to handle criticism and other negativity about your dreams, as someone is bound to find out what you are planning and want to set you straight. These same people do not have any dreams of their own and just drift along in life. This is not where you want to be. Most people have irrational fears that prevent them from identifying their purpose in life and making a journey towards it. These irrational fears manifest themselves from limiting beliefs that a person holds. If you have limiting beliefs that you know are going to hold you back from living the life that you desire, then you need to eliminate them. Irrational fear will be a major obstacle when it comes to identifying your true calling in life. Some people are afraid of the unknown, and this prevents them from embarking on a life-transforming journey. A lot of people don't want to push through their comfort zone to create a better life for themselves. As soon as they think about doing this, their subconscious tells them that it is a bit risky, and they are better off staying as they are. Identify your limiting beliefs and tackle your irrational fears head on so that you can identify and live your purpose in life. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Now we're going to help you to discover your purpose in life, the reason that you are on this earth. Just in case you may already think that you know what your true calling is, please answer the following questions related to your career or business. Do you jump out of bed at the beginning of each new day fueled by passion for what you are doing? Does your career or business fulfill all of your needs deep inside to express your opinion, use the talents that you have, and match all your core values? Do you have a well-balanced life where you are able to do the things that you do as well as work, such as spending time with your family and pursuing your favorite pastimes? Are you really doing something that you love? If you could honestly answer yes to all of these questions, then you have already found your purpose in life as far as your career or business is concerned. But if some or all of your answers were no, then that's okay, because we're going to provide you with the tools to fix this. For most people, their day starts by hitting the snooze button on their alarm clock a few times, and then finally dragging themselves out of bed, dreading the thought of another day at their job or business that is full of stress and very low on satisfaction. Some people believe that it is too late for them to discover their true purpose in life. They believe that their true calling passed them by years ago, and they are stuck with what they have. Now they are older and have a lot less choice when it comes to work. This is nonsense, and it is never too late to discover your purpose in life. You will probably find that you end up doing something completely different to what you are doing today. Anyone can get an unsatisfying job that pays the bills. There are plenty of them around. But they will never fulfill you and meet your innermost needs. Unfortunately, a lot of people find themselves in this situation. They have a hole in their very being because they are missing out on satisfaction with the thing that they spend the majority of their time doing. Studies have shown that people who really love their work tend to live longer than those that don't. How do you feel about your work? Do you eagerly anticipate that long commute to your office every day? Is it satisfying to work for a boss that has completely different values to you? How are Sunday evenings for you? Do you ever say to yourself, there has got to be something better than this? There certainly is, and you are about to discover it. Find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed and take some paper and a pen with you. You are about to answer some questions that will assist you in discovering the purpose of your life. This is very serious stuff, so you need to take it seriously. What really excites you? For the majority of the time, your life's purpose is what makes you excited. If you are doing something for a living that does not excite you, then this clearly is not your passion. The fact that you have to drag yourself out of your bed in the mornings and spend a lot of your time at work clock watching tells you that something is very wrong. You may believe that you do not have any talents, but this is not the case. We were all born with a particular talent that makes us unique and very special. It is just a matter of finding this talent. When you discover what this talent is, you need to understand that you are not just going to be perfect at it right away. It will take time to learn and practice. Have you ever had the feeling that when you try something for the very first time, you already know how to do it? Think back when this happened to you and recall what it was that you were doing for the first time. It is essential that you totally trust something in your life. There is no room for cynicism when you are looking for your true calling. If you have a strong feeling in your gut about something, then this could be your purpose in life. Think about what you did in the past that really made a difference in your life. We have all had aha moments, so what were yours? What really got you excited in your life before? Write all of the answers that you get on paper. Ask the question why. The question why is very powerful. When you are considering doing something in your life, ask yourself why you want to do it. If you are faced with something that you don't want to do, then ask yourself why you don't want to do it. When you understand why you do the things that you like to do and why you avoid the things that you don't want to do, it will provide you with clarity on your life's purpose. Ask yourself some why questions about your work. Are you doing this kind of work because it pays well, for example? The answer that you need to hear with every why question that you ask yourself is, it fulfills me. This is a big clue to the true purpose of your life. If you are doing something now that makes you excited and you are not sure the reason for this, then ask why. It will probably be because it fulfills you. Your life's purpose is all about fulfillment. It is not about doing things for the most money or because of fear. Once you find those fulfilling things, then you need to act on them right away. It is important not to suppress things that truly fulfill you. What are your inner dreams? We all have secret inner dreams and longings, and you need to pay careful attention to these. This is your soul telling you that you should not be doing what you are currently doing and switch to this instead. It is your purpose in life. Think about these dreams that are inside you and write them down. Here are some examples to get you going. Do you dream of being a famous actor? Do you dream of being someone that really makes a difference? Do you dream of writing the next best-selling book? Do you dream of helping people to improve their lives? You need to trust your soul when you are doing this. Your soul knows what it wants and will never try to fool you. If this were beyond your capabilities and talents, then your soul would not make this an inner longing for you. It is your true calling, so you need to pay attention to it. What are you struggling with? With all of your major life challenges, there's very likely to be a common thread that connects them. The things that really challenge you are telling you something really important. They are telling you you need to grow to fulfill your life's purpose and be the person that you were meant to be. Here are some examples. Do you struggle with your sense of self-worth? Do you find it difficult to trust anyone and anything? Do you feel that nothing ever works for you? Do you feel that life is bombarding you with things that you do not want to respond to? Write anything down that comes to mind here. These are very important clues and will help you decide where you need to look further to find your purpose in life. What is really important to you? Time for soul searching and total honesty. Ask yourself what really matters to you in life and write everything down. Think about the different areas of your life here and don't just focus on your work. Is your family important in your life? Is financial freedom very important to you? Is helping others really important for you? Ask yourself what you really want to be remembered for. What do you want people to be saying about you when you are gone? When you know what is really important for you in your life, then you will be very close to identifying your true purpose in life. What are you good at? A lot of people believe that they are not good at anything. Are you like this? This is simply not true. We are all good at more than one thing. Our modesty prevents us from talking and thinking about this. Well, now it is time to forget about modesty. Think back to your childhood and start to remember the things that you were good at. Maybe you were good at painting or mathematics at school. Then move forward and identify those things that you were good at as an adult. Write all of these down. If nothing comes to mind, then ask yourself the question again. Nobody is watching you, so you don't have to worry about modesty. When you have a list of the things that you are good at, you can add to this anytime you want. Then you will see clues here to your life's purpose. What do you enjoy doing? Answering this question should be a lot easier for you. Again, you need to think back to all of the things that you have enjoyed doing in your life starting in childhood. When you have a list of things that you enjoy, look for commonalities between them. Maybe as a child, you enjoyed being in the school play, and then later in life, you wanted to learn to sing or play the guitar. This could be telling you that your true calling in life is to entertain people. What do your close friends and family think? People that are close to you will know you more than you might think. Ask them an innocent question such as, "What do you think that I would be best suited doing?" Don't tell them that you are trying to discover your purpose in life unless you know they will be supportive. Do not take the answers that you get from others to be your life's purpose, as you are likely to get several different points of view. But consider what they tell you carefully, as there are likely to be clues there that will help you. What frustrates you? Here are bound to be things in your life that frustrate you. Think about these and write them down. Do not concern yourself whether these things are within your control or not. This should be fairly straightforward for you to do. Think about your own thoughts and actions, or lack of action, that frustrates you. Do you start things and never finish them? Does the behavior of another person frustrate you? Take a close look at your answers and decide what you would like to see change. Do new things. You are not always going to discover your true purpose in life the first time around. It can take trial and error to find this. So open your mind to trying some new things. What have you always wanted to do but never did? When you try new things, it is likely that you will need to move outside your comfort zone, which a lot of people have difficulty with. You need to get over this and do them anyway. Keep in mind that you could discover something that is your purpose in life. It doesn't matter if you succeed or fail when you first attempt new things. The most important thing is that it meets a need within you. What satisfies you? The ultimate test of whether something is connected with your life's purpose is the satisfaction that you get from doing it. Please be aware that finding your purpose in life is likely to take time, so you need to be persistent in your efforts. We never said it was going to be easy, but it is certainly worth it. Do you have a bucket list? A common trend these days is to have a bucket list. If you are not familiar with this, it is a list of things that you want to do before you die, or kick the bucket. If you do not currently have a bucket list, then we highly recommend that you create one for yourself. When you have a bucket list, it will include things that you consider to be essential for your fulfillment. This is very important, as a lot of things on your bucket list will provide you with clues to your life's purpose. To create a bucket list, ask yourself the question, "What things do I want to do before I die?" Don't be concerned about anything that comes to mind. Just write everything down. Many people publish their bucket lists online, so you can look for examples that will provide you with inspiration. There are tools that you can use to help you discover your purpose in life, and the best tool to use, in our opinion, is visualization. When you use visualization correctly, it can provide you valuable insight and guidance as to your life's purpose. Visualization works. There are numerous studies that prove visualization to be a very powerful tool in determining what you really want from your life. The reason that it works so well is that it will conjure up strong feelings within you when you focus on specific areas of your life. A lot of people that set goals use visualization to help them to achieve them. They know that it is a very powerful technique which will help their subconscious mind to believe that they have already achieved their goals. When you are making a major change in your life, having your subconscious mind working for you rather than against you is essential. Learn visualization and practice. There are plenty of resources online that will show you how to practice visualization. You can also purchase good books on the subject. Some people find visualization very easy, while others struggle with it at first. Practice visualization regularly so that you become really good at it. To get the best from every visualization session, it is important that you are in a relaxed state. If you are in any way stressed out or feeling tense or even in a fearful state, then you will not get the best results. Find ways to relax yourself before you start to visualize. Have the purpose of your life as your focus. It is very unlikely that a single visualization session is going to reveal your life's purpose immediately. You need to perform several visualization sessions each time, building on the previous ones. Never try to force the answer with visualization. It will take as long as it takes. You can visualize about anything that you want. Think about the ways that you need to improve your life for the better, and visualization will help you to see the way forward. Be committed and persistent with visualization. Your aim here is to expand your visions until you discover the things that truly fulfill you and make you happy. Don't lose patience with visualization, as it will work for you eventually. Believe that visualization will help you discover your purpose in life and commit to using it as a tool for the rest of your life. You need to take the output of your visualization session seriously. Take action on the things that you saw and experienced so that you can recreate the same feelings. This will inspire you to continue with your visualization sessions and find the things that really fulfill you in life. Once you have discovered your life's purpose, it is just the beginning. It is now time for you to take action to transition to your new life that is guided by your true purpose. Many changes to your current life are likely, so you need to do this in the right way to ensure your success. This is what you need to do. Create a strong why statement. You have just discovered your true calling in life, and now you want to make it a reality. Creating a strong why statement that you can refer to every day moving forward is going to inspire you to take action each day. This needs to be a written document that you carry around with you at all times. There are many examples of why statements online, but you do not have to use the same template. Your why statement needs to really drive you, so write it in a way that suits you the best. We recommend that you state your life's purpose in your why statement first. Think about what achieving your purpose in life will mean to you. Feel the strong emotions here and write these in your why statement. Strong emotion is essential here, as it will inspire you and provide you with the level of motivation that you need to overcome challenges every day. It is essential that you set goals that support your life's purpose. If you do not have any goals, then all of the effort that you put into discovering your true calling will have been wasted. You will end up with a great ideology that you do not make your reality. Think about your life's purpose and break it down into component parts. If your purpose in life is to teach others, then what will you teach them first? It is essential that you set specific goals that really tie in with your life's purpose. Find a quiet place and ask yourself questions about your life's purpose and how you will turn it into reality. Write everything that comes to mind down on paper. Don't rush this exercise. It will take as long as it takes. You are designing the rest of your life here, so few things will be more important. Look at your list and identify the things that you want to achieve the most. Think about how each goal will make you feel once you have achieved it. Make a note of your feelings and start with those things that you have the strongest feelings about. Set your goals using the SMART process to ensure that they are specific, measurable, realistic, and timed. The best way to achieve any goal is to take daily action towards it. A goal is a statement of something that you want to achieve. It does not explain how you will achieve it. That is where a plan for your goal comes in. Your aim here is to create a top-level plan that you can break down into daily tasks. If there are gaps in your knowledge, then plugging those gaps are actions in your plan. It is likely that you will have to do things that you have never done before in your plan. That's okay, and to be expected. After setting your goals and creating your plans, get started right away. Even if it is late at night, perform a simple action in the pursuit of your goal. This could be searching for something related online, for example. All successful people in life make a start straight away. They do not wait for anything or anyone. You should be really excited to get started anyway after discovering your life's purpose and setting your goals and creating plans. Make sure that you create a daily to-do list that you have with you at all times. You are about to embark on a journey that will change your life for the better. It is natural that you may be fearful of the road ahead, but you must not let these irrational fears stop you from making a successful transition. Always have the bigger picture in mind. How are you going to feel when you have made a successful transition? You should have recorded this in your why statement, so refer to this whenever you are experiencing fear about moving forward. Use a daily ritual. You currently have rituals that you go through every day, whether you realize this or not. For example, you wouldn't leave your home without brushing your teeth, would you? What we do every day defines us, so you need to install a new daily ritual in your life. When you perform your daily ritual is totally up to you. Some people prefer to do this in the morning, but that may not work for you. As part of your daily ritual, you need to read your why statement out loud, read your goals, and create your actions for the day. We live in a world full of distractions and temptations, and it is not going to be easy for you to keep motivated on your life's purpose journey. Fortunately, there are a number of things that you can do to keep your motivation levels high to continue on your life's purpose journey. We recommended that you create a strong why statement about your life's purpose and include emotion in this related to how you will feel once you have achieved your true calling. The main purpose of this why statement is to inspire you and motivate you to do whatever is necessary. Read your why statement each morning. It is a great way to start your day. Keep a copy of your why statement with you all of the time so that you can easily refer to it if you need a motivational boost. If you set too many goals for the achievement of your life's purpose, then it will be a lot easier for you to become overwhelmed with all of the things that you need to do. It is better to have a single goal that you can fully commit to than several goals which will require that you have to spread yourself really thin. We all experience negative thoughts. Some people experience more of these on a daily basis than others. Negative thoughts can be so powerful, they will force you to give up on your life's purpose journey. As a minimum, they are likely to cause you to doubt what you are doing. Get into the habit of neutralizing negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Let's say that you have a task to perform, and you start to have doubts about whether you can achieve it or not. Neutralize these negative thoughts with positive ones, such as, I can do anything. Time is your most precious commodity. It is highly likely that you will have a lot of tasks to perform every day in order to achieve your goal or goals and transition to your life's purpose. If you do not have enough time to perform these tasks, then this is going to seriously challenge your motivation. Look for time stealers and minimize them. If you are someone who likes to spend a lot of time on social media each day, then gradually reduce the time that you are on it. Your life's purpose journey should be fun, so you do not need to cut this out completely if you enjoy it. Life is going to get in the way of you making the transition to your life's purpose. You need to accept this and have an effective way of dealing with this. If something important comes up that you have to do, which prevents you from completing your daily actions, then don't beat yourself up over this. You will need to add the task that you could not complete to the next day. While you are away from your tasks, read your why statement and your to-do this to keep everything in focus. No matter how long you have to be away from your tasks, constantly remind yourself of what you need to do and why you are doing it. If you do not currently have a journal to record things in every day, then we strongly recommend that you start one. You can write your why statement and your goal or goals in your journal and use it for your daily task lists as well. Record your feelings and experiences regularly in your journal. If you really had to push through your comfort zone to achieve something, then write this in your journal. You can go through your journal to reflect on what you have achieved so far and what you had to do to get this far. When you have discovered your life's purpose, you will naturally feel passionate about it. Having a passion in your life will enable you to move from frustration to happiness. The problem is that making the transition to your life's purpose can be a long journey, and things will be a lot easier for you if you live your life with passion. Passion is very infective. People in your life will definitely notice that you are more passionate about life than you have ever been before, and this will rub off on them. Jumping out of bed every morning with a great passion and enthusiasm for life is where you want to get to. While you are on your purpose of life journey, you will still need to do things that you have always done. After discovering your life's purpose, you may think these things are trivial and are getting in the way. When you live a passionate life, you will do everything with a smile on your face. Being an optimist is definitely going to help you inject passion into your life. Pessimistic people rarely achieve their life's purpose. There is a positive in everything if you look for it. Even taking out the trash or going to the dentist has a positive element. The key to success with this is to always consider the bigger picture. If you have to take out the trash, then you can think about the fact that you will be removing bad things from your home. It doesn't matter what spin you put on it as long as it works, and you can experience a positive feeling. See every problem as an opportunity to grow. Most people get consumed and overwhelmed with problems that occur in their life. Some think that everything they have to do to get through the day is a problem. Problems are going to come up in your life, especially as now you are on your life's purpose journey. If you have to do something that you have never done before, then don't let this stress you out. Imagine how good you will feel about yourself when you have achieved this. Don't make a big deal out of small things. Okay, we are back to taking out the trash again. Some people make a really big deal about the small things in life. They stress out at the thought of going to the grocery store or even deciding what to have for dinner. You're going to make the most important change in your life by embarking on your life's purpose journey. Washing the dishes and going to the grocery store are minuscule in comparison. Accept that you need to do these things as part of daily life and smile when you do them. We have all done things that we regret in the past. Everyone makes mistakes. And if you are someone that dwells in the past a lot, then this can be a real passion killer. Focusing on the mistakes that you made before will fill your head with negativity, and it will be very difficult to maintain your passion when this is happening. Think of your past as a useful reference, and that's all. It can help you to avoid making mistakes that you made before. Learn from what happened in the past, and that's it. Don't look back. Look forward with passion. Speak with a passionate voice. This is going to take some practice, but it is very worthwhile persisting with this. Most people do not speak with any passion in their voice unless they are really excited about something. We are not talking about sexual passion here. It would certainly be very strange if you spoke in this kind of voice all the time. It is about speaking in an enthusiastic voice. Describing this with words is not an easy thing to do. So go to YouTube and search for how you can speak in a passionate voice. There are plenty of examples of how to do this there. Practice using your new passionate voice regularly. When you are talking to your partner and your children, your work colleagues, with people that you interact with regularly, such as neighbors, people that work at your local store, the person that brings your mail, and so on. After a while, this will become a habit for you. Speaking in a passionate voice most of the time will make you feel so much better. The people that you speak to will appreciate it too. You will be perceived as a very happy person who has a positive outlook on life. Find videos of Tony Robbins on YouTube. Here, you will see an example of a man that is living his life purpose and always speaks with passion. You've probably heard of Tony Robbins before, but if you haven't, you will see what we mean after a short time watching his videos. He really lives his life with passion and enthusiasm. The way that you use your physical body is critical. You cannot be passionate if your posture is all wrong. It is impossible to be passionate if you are hunched over with your head down when you are standing or sitting. Look at yourself in a full-length mirror. Stand up straight with your head high and smile. Doesn't that feel good? Now hunch your body up and move your head downwards and try to smile. You can't do it, can you? Practice standing and sitting with the correct posture as much as you can. If you feel yourself slouching in a chair, then sit up straight and correct this. Adopting the right posture is good for your health and well-being too, so keep at it. Practice mindfulness meditation. We all have things swirling around in our minds every day. When you embark on your life's purpose journey, it is likely that you will have even more things going on in your head. Sometimes this can kill your passion. By practicing mindfulness meditation, you will ground yourself in the here and now. It is an effective way to clear your mind and stop focusing on things that are concerning you. If you are someone that worries about the past or your future, then this will really help you. It is not difficult to learn how to practice mindfulness meditation. There are many videos on YouTube that will show you how to do this. When you are meditating, it will help you to get in touch with your feelings and be clear on what is really important in your life. You have now set a challenging goal or goals that will help you to transition to your life's purpose. It can be very tempting to just focus on all of this all the time and stop doing the things that you really enjoy in life. If watching your favorite sports team on TV gets you really excited, then keep doing that. Maybe you really enjoy playing a sport or going on walks with your family. Whatever gets you really excited, you need to keep doing, as this will help to inject passion into your life. Figure out a way that you can make time to do these enjoyable things. You never want to feel that your life's purpose journey is depriving you of the things that you love to do. If this is the case, it will be a lot easier for you to give up. Unfortunately, many people make costly mistakes when they are discovering their purpose in life. It is essential that you discover your true life purpose and go about it in the right way. But you need to be aware that there are pitfalls to doing this. We don't want you to fall into these traps, so let's take a look at the mistakes that are most commonly made by people who are trying to identify their life's purpose. Missing the clues and not picking up on the signs. Some people try to identify their life's purpose without an open mind. Usually, these people are in a big hurry to find out what the purpose of their life is, and as a result, they miss vital clues and are unable to pick up on the signs when they present themselves. In order to avoid this, you must have an open mind and be prepared to accept that finding your true calling can take quite a bit of time. You cannot be impatient when you are trying to discover your purpose in life. It is important that your self-esteem is in good shape when you are attempting to discover your life's purpose. When your self-esteem is low, it is likely that you will not be able to properly uncover the right ideas that will lead you to your purpose. Having a head full of negative thoughts is also a bad idea when you are looking for your life's purpose. When you are in a negative frame of mind, you will not be able to concentrate properly, and this can definitely lead to mistakes. Avoid distractions when you are discovering your purpose in life, as distractions can cause you to miss the clues and signs. Accepting a false purpose. Some people think that their life's purpose is all about making as much money as they can. Money is important, but if you have to do a lot of things that you dislike doing to make that money, then this is not your true calling. Most of us learn through life that having children and taking care of them is a good life purpose to have. There's nothing wrong with this, of course, but it is more of a sound life philosophy than a true purpose in life. You can have children and take care of them as well as doing what you were meant to do. Some people will believe that something is their life's purpose because someone influential in their life suggests this to them. This is highly likely to be a false purpose, as it is not a result of your thoughts or ideas. Doing what your parents always wanted you to do is not likely to be your life's purpose either. Going to college for years and studying for a degree is fine, but it is a false purpose. Choosing a career path that your parents want you to take is another example of a false purpose. You want to be successful in life, so you think that the best way to do that is to replicate the success of others. Modeling successful people is a good strategy to make money, but it doesn't mean to say that this is your life's purpose. The successful person that you are modeling has followed a specific path that made sense to them. It may not have been their true calling either. If it was their life's purpose, then they may have different intentions than you do. We all have people that inspire us, and it can be really easy to want to replicate what they have done. But you need to understand that this is not the best way to discover your purpose in life because you are very different to them. To achieve some things in life, it is fine to follow a linear process. Finding your true purpose in life does not work like this at all. People like to follow a step-by-step set of instructions. This is great if you are assembling some flat-packed furniture, but it doesn't apply to discovering your true calling. You need to accept that finding your life's purpose will probably involve some trial and error. It is far from an exact science. There are usually a number of variables involved when you are trying to identify your purpose in life, so at times it will be difficult for you to see the wood for the trees. When you stick at it, there will also be breakthroughs for you that will move you closer to identifying your life's purpose. The process is intuitive, and it is more about spotting clues and picking up on signs than it is about following a list of instructions. Only focusing on your career or business. This is a classic mistake that far too many people make when trying to find their life's purpose. What you do for a living is an important part of discovering your true calling, but it is not the be-all end-all. Your life's purpose is something that you really want to do and satisfies your passion. This may not be related to work at all. You can be creative here, of course, and turn your purpose in life into a business that can make you a lot of money. The important thing here is to be open-minded about everything and not focus on one element of your life. Your life's purpose is not just about you. Yes, you need to have a purpose in life that excites and satisfies you, but you need to see the bigger picture here and envision how this will help the rest of the people on the planet. If your life's purpose only benefits you, then it will be far less meaningful than if it benefited others as well. There are many examples of a life's purpose being used to benefit many people across the world, which in turn benefits the individual as well. Here are the best practices that we highly recommend you follow to discover your purpose in life that will work for you if you use them in the right way. By following these best practices, you will give yourself the maximum chance of discovering your true calling and transitioning to it so that it becomes your reality. 1. Understand the benefits of discovering your life's purpose. It will not be easy for you to discover your life's purpose and transition to it so it becomes your reality. So, we highly recommend that you are fully aware of all of the major benefits that finding and living your true calling will provide so that you can keep your motivation levels high. When you discover your purpose in life, you will be a lot happier, and it will also give your confidence a boost. You will look forward to acquiring new skills, and you will be living your life with meaning. Clarity is another major benefit, as is injecting passion in your life. Your motivation levels will rise as well. 2. Understand why it is difficult to find your life's purpose. Finding your life's purpose can be a rough ride, and it is essential that you are prepared for this. It's going to require thought and effort to discover your purpose in life, which is the reason that most people never find theirs. You need a high level of self-worth to get the best results when you are trying to find your true calling. Society tries its best to mold you in a certain way, so you need to fight this. Influential people in your life usually have expectations of what you should be too. You need to release the shackles and dream big and overcome any irrational fears that you have about change. 3. Discover your life's purpose. There are a number of techniques that you can use to discover your purpose in life. You need to accept that it is never too late to discover your life's purpose, no matter what age you are. Ask yourself a series of questions and write down the answers. What really excites you? Use why to find out why you do what you do at the moment. What dreams do you have? What are you struggling with? What is really important to you? What are you good at? What frustrates you? These are all good questions to ask yourself that will provide clues and signs to your purpose in life. You can ask close family and friends what they think you should do. Try new things to see how you like them. 4. Visualization will help you discover your life's purpose. Visualization is a very powerful tool that you can easily master to help with the discovery of your life's purpose. There's a lot of evidence that visualization works. When you visualize, focus on the purpose of your life, and you will receive strong clues and guidance that will steer you towards your true calling. 5. Transition to your purpose in life. After discovering your life's purpose, you need to transition to it. Create a strong why statement that includes your purpose in life and strong emotion related to how you will feel when you are living your purpose in life. Set at least one goal for your life's purpose by using the SMART goal setting process. Create a plan for each of your goals that you can break down into daily tasks. These will become part of your new daily ritual. Get started immediately with the transition process and eliminate any irrational fears related to the changes that you will have to make. 6. Keep motivated on your purpose of life journey. Making the transition to your life's purpose will not be easy, and you will face a number of challenges. Your motivation levels need to be as high as possible so that you keep going. Get daily inspiration from reading your why statement and your goals. Control your thoughts so that you neutralize any negative thoughts. Minimize any time stealers such as social media and stay focused even when you cannot work on your tasks. Start a journal and record your purpose of life journey. 7. Inject passion into your life. It's a good idea to start living with passion right now. Be an optimist and see the positive in everything. View problems as opportunities and do not focus on small things in life. Don't dwell in the past and learn to speak with a passionate voice. Work on your posture, practice mindfulness meditation, and don't give up things you are already passionate about. 8. Avoid common purpose of life mistakes. People make a lot of mistakes when trying to discover their life's purpose. They miss vital clues and signs because they rush the process. Some people accept false purposes and others define their purpose based on someone they admire. It is not a linear process, and it is not just about you. Don't just focus on your working life. Now that you know what you have to do to discover your purpose in life and successfully transition to it, it is time for you to take action. This is your life, so follow the steps and apply what you have learned. Most people never discover their life's purpose, let alone live it, because they don't know how to do this properly. They try to figure it all out and then give up very quickly. You know how to discover your life's purpose now and the steps that you need to take to transition to it. Start right now by learning how to discover your purpose in life properly and work on this until you get the breakthrough. We wish you every success with discovering your purpose in life and making it your reality.